morning. Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors is now in session. May we have the flag salute Supervisor out.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The invocation, please, Chaplain.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we live in a world in which there's a lot of turmoil, and it comes to many locations. But I just say I appreciate that your hand is over all of us. I thank you for those who serve in our county, for our Board of Supervisors who every day have to make decisions regarding how we live and those things that are important in the financial situations. And God, I just thank you for them. I pray they be blessed because of their public service. And for those who serve in all of the agencies within the county, every worker every day coming to do their job, which makes it a better place for us to live. We are truly grateful for those things and give you thanks for all of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Roll call, Wendy, please. The board will be convening today as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District and receives no additional compensation. Supervisor Valenzuela.
Here.
Supervisor Houghton.
Here.
Supervisor Harris.
Present.
Supervisor Kopsa.
Here.
And Supervisor Okren.
Present.
Thank you.
Item 4, presentations from the public. This time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. Written comments can be presented, if so desired, by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction. I have one card this morning from Woody Wickham.
Good morning. My name is Woody Wickham. My address is 7907 Copco Road, Hornbrook, California. I live on Copco Road. You guys are very familiar, I'm sure, with Copco. I live about 4.5 miles from the Klamathon Bridge into where the Iron Gate Dam used to be. I'm about 0.5 mile west of where the Iron Gate Dam used to be. We watched it come down, and it's beautiful now. I mean, I love what I see. Before I didn't. But my issue at hand is the road. On January 27th, my wife calls me. She works at Feather River Hospital, not Feather River Hospital, Fairchild Medical Clinic here in Wairika, and she said, I had a blowout. I said, what? She goes, I had a blowout. You need to come get me. So I jump in my truck, I go, and her tire is destroyed. I mean, it is completely destroyed. So I get her to work late. I go and buy new tires. And the issue at hand is that road. Last week I was hoping to talk to you guys, but I came a little bit late, so I didn't get to talk. But I counted, when I got to 100, I stopped. Potholes. We've lived there 6.5 years, and for 6.5 years, and that's the only road in, the only road out. If there was another way I could get to my house, I would, but trust me, I can't. And so we're dealing every day with potholes, and it's dangerous. It's a dangerous thing. So I just brought an example to what the road conditions do, or the road repair guys do. This is an example of a pothole, very small to what I deal with every day, coming in and out. They come and they throw in 1, 2, maybe 4 cold packs of asphalt, and they tamp it down, and they call that good. Well, there's still a pothole right there. And every day, our poor vehicles are being impacted. Boom, 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 like a boxer in a fighting match. He gets hit in the side. One, two, three, four, five. Eventually, he's going to go down because it's going to break. That's what happened to our car. That's what happened to our tires. So I made a claim against the county, and I talked to Bill Carroll, and now they're investigating to see if they're going to replace my tires or pay for the tires that I've already replaced. But what I'm here to talk about is just not an inconvenience for me and my wife, but our grandkids come and they visit at times, and the road conditions are so bad that you have to kind of dodge the potholes, and it's impossible to dodge. It's like standing outside in the summer downpour, rain downpour, and trying to avoid the raindrops. It's impossible. It's completely impossible. And so last week when I came in, I seen some guy from the public road condition come up, and he said, we're going to wait for another year to do something because all of the trucks, and I just about exploded.
We'll have to ask you to finish up.
Okay. And so please, please take seriously fixing our road. Please, I urge you. If it was your mom that lived there, you might think differently. But I appreciate you guys doing what you do, and thank you for listening to me.
Thanks, sir. Moving on to consent agenda. Do you want to pull any items tonight?
Move to approve.
Thank you.
I need to pull 5D and G.
What are those again? D is in dog?
D is in dog and G is in go.
Remainder.
I have Valenzuela for the consent.
Right.
And the second?
Sorry.
Thank you. All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Howell?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbseth?
Aye.
Supervisor Okren?
Aye. We'll look at items D and G.
Yes.
Is Haley in here? There she is.
Thank you for this. I know we decided to do this, you know, I think it's back some time ago.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that I know we're kind of, I'll call it co-managers with the city on this. Is that correct? Even though we have the SMARA authorization or the formality to it, is that correct?
Right, correct. In a way, Haley Lang, planning director. And so under SMARA law, there can only be one lead agency
right.
that manages the mine, and that's why we have the MOU today. In regards to the project, it's really moving into the county jurisdiction.
Okay.
So obviously we'll have open communication with the city, but really by all intents and purposes, it's a county project since it's in the county jurisdiction.
So cost-wise, is it share alike in this, or are we, you know, providing some relief to the city in it?
Well, so since it's an MOU, there's no, cost share included, but we won't be, there's no plan per se to charge, you know, the city overtime or anything like that. So we're going to be handling the project in its entirety.
And the project pays for itself, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And the fees will be coming into the county planning
yep.
department.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Move to approve.
Yep.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela.
Aye.
Supervisor Halp.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbseth.
Aye.
And Supervisor Okren.
Aye.
Thank you.
Moving on to item G.
Good morning. I noticed that this has a priority for home or for veterans. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is that a new element to this, or is that what it's always been?
So we are writing that into this grant. It's new. For this grant, I believe we have and hope that you will find you incorporated lots of board feedback. Veterans are the priority population for all of the services, except the youth set-aside. We're not requiring that for the youth set-aside, which is a requirement of the grant, that they prioritize veterans, but for adults. And we also put funding in prevention, which was specific feedback from Valenzuela, I believe, and possibly other board members. We heard from Supervisor Harris that we needed to focus on, with all these really recent projects we've opened, focus on assessing the impact of our new and current projects before expanding. So there won't be any new projects proposed in this grant. Per feedback from Supervisor Obrin, we've focused primarily on sustainability. So this grant will sustain existing projects and services with priority for veteran populations.
So is there a way that this can be for veterans only?
I don't believe that is a possibility with the grant.
So
but
this
what
is
we can do is serve all veterans first, and only if there are no veterans to serve for the program, move on to other populations.
How many
other populations we prioritize include elderly with an acute medical need and people with disabilities.
And with regard to veterans, how many veterans are in need of housing countywide? What's the population that you're hitting with veterans?
It fluctuates. I think, you know, to give you a complete answer, I would need to pull the data at my desk. I think last time we checked the coordinated entry, it was around 20 veterans, but I hesitate to even put out that number because I don't really feel more comfortable pulling the data for you.
Okay.
Directly.
And those would be non-housed veterans, roughly, whatever that population
is? Yes, that would include veterans who are at risk of homelessness. We don't have that data that I'm aware of.
We also, Sarah Collard, Health and Human Services, we also, you know, work with the Veterans Association to link veterans, so not all of the veterans. I mean, we link people to housing. We don't have, you know, like VA housing within the county, and so
right.
we link people there. They're not necessarily showing up in our system, so I think we serve more veterans than we, you know, have data to support just because of that. There's not a lot of services in the county for that population.
So I find it unique that this new language, because I know that this board has supported priority to veterans on some other projects that we put forward, and I don't want it used as a caveat just to get the grant and support from this board. If this was for veterans in total, I could support it. But I'm hearing sustainability for other projects that it's the never-ending story for me. We just keep throwing money at an issue that we're not finding the solution to. So if this is could be for veteran housing in total, no one else, I can support it totally. Thank you.
For clarification, just to your point, this is a grant that is an annual grant that comes out, so it's new to this grant cycle, but we have other projects that have prioritized veterans. It's just that for this particular grant, that hasn't been a focus because that was an issue that the board has raised subsequent to our last application for this particular grant.
Understood. Understood. Thank you.
We have prioritized veterans, you know, since the board made that priority clear, it has been prioritized in grants since then. We haven't had many new projects start. It might sometimes seem like it because of the lengthy time frame for some of the projects, but the projects that we've presented since then have already been in progress prior to that direction from the board. And just to be clear also, with sustaining existing projects and services, existing projects with, you know, we have our current funding for projects like Siskiyou Village and Base Camp, and that funding has dictated certain priority populations. If we transition those projects over time to other funding, the priority can change. So if this funding supports different projects, that would give veterans choice in what type of housing service to access. So it's not to say that the priority population for that project always has to be that same priority population. it depends on the funding available and what it allows. And so if we moved, you know, if we sustain current projects with this funding, it would transition those projects to focusing on veterans as the priority.
And I know I've raised this issue a couple different times, but just as a reminder, as we transition from MHSA to DHSA, we are required to spend 30% of funding that is currently directed to services to housing, I'm hoping to, and we are analyzing the possibility of getting a waiver for all or a portion of that because, you know, we have dedicated other resources to housing. I'm hoping that we can do that because particularly with the funding cuts that we anticipate will be coming to behavioral health, you know, I want to ensure that our program, like our services program, is sustainable. And if we don't take advantage of every funding opportunity that comes our way for housing, we're going to have this different kind of dilemma.
I understand, and I guess that's the dilemma for me because the state, you know, dictates to you all, we all, how we're going to spend that money. And, you know, while I appreciate the, prioritizing veterans, I think it should be veterans only first, and then we can deal with it because they're here, they're Siskiyou County residents. Others are more or less transients that end up here because we have services and we, somewhere, you know, there's been enough money thrown at this that we're not, again, getting to the solution. So I'm looking for residents, veteran residents, that we should be not only prioritizing it, that should be the total focus at this juncture for expanding any new grants.
Our focus is on residents. We maintain a list of people who are living in Siskiyou County who are experiencing homelessness and seeking assistance. And if they leave the county, we exit them from that list. We advertise. We don't advertise very much at all. But we don't do any advertising to populations outside of Siskiyou County. So we often have a long history of knowing this person in Siskiyou County, you know, as we move through our list.
Understood. Thank you.
Are we currently looking at what I requested with mental health and substance abuse facilities in Siskiyou? Because I'm going to reiterate, housing means nothing if we don't fix the root of this problem. And so I can't advocate for, like Supervisor Cox said, throwing money at this, which, I mean, the state of California has done. The state of California has spent an insane amount of money on this issue and has gotten nowhere. So I think we need to take that as a bad example that it is and, you know, really start pushing for something different. We're doing the same thing over and over and over again, and we're getting the same result. So are we actively looking at trying to find a way to put facilities into this county to help resolve these mental health issues that are, you know, the primary cause of homelessness?
But I'll let you address that question, but in terms of the press and the issue with the state, to be candid, the state often blames local government for the housing issue, and so their press releases focus on all this money and resources they've provided, but it can belie the local situation. And I just want to provide this example, right? We're bringing you HAP 6. We're actually only expending HAP 3 right now. So it's not like we locally haven't received all of the funding that the state is saying they provided to us. It takes a lot more time. And so when we evaluate the impact, I just would like to make sure the board knows we're not evaluating the impact of everything the state says they provided. We haven't received or expended all of that funding yet.
With regard to your question, as I shared with you when we met, you know, the Siskiyou County doesn't have the volume of clients to support those kinds of projects. However, last month, I believe, or maybe it was in June, Northern California counties met in Redding and agreed that we would collectively apply for a BCHIP grant to build facilities in Redding to sort of fill the gaps in terms of the continuum. I mean, we have access to all of those services because we contract outside of the county, but this would be a more local, for some of those services, this would be a more local option. And so that project is moving forward, and Northern California counties have signed on to, you know, participate in that and to utilize those beds when they come online. So yes, there is progress in that regard.
So I can understand maybe not having the quantity of people for the mental health side, but in Siskiyou County, I would assume that if we could at least do something on the substance abuse side, from living here my whole life, I think we should have plenty. I don't know if we could build a building big enough to help work on substance abuse in this county. So I can get behind what you're saying with the mental health. That's within a reasonable distance. But I would like to continue moving forward, at least on the substance abuse, because that is a major contributor in this county as well.
And I know I shared this with you before too, but just so you're aware, you know, all right now, and this will change in December, but all services that we provide, with some small exceptions, are voluntary. So anybody that comes into our office requesting services, substance use disorder services, is provided those services. So we have, you know, we send people to residential, we pay for people to be in sober living environments, we provide outpatient treatment, we provide detox, we provide, you know, that full continuum of services. So that's available, and we are meeting the need of the people that are coming to access those services now. Just so you're aware, there isn't, I am in complete agreement with you that there is an unmet need, but services are voluntary. And so we are meeting the need of the people that are ready and asking for services.
Well, so one thing that, you know, I have family in the medical field, and one thing I'm hearing is that the distance that we typically send people to, like in facility services, is a barrier. And so that's what I'm hoping to curb, because I've had family members that have been addicts. One thing that I would like to see is somebody that's at a point where they're ready to make a change in their life, and we're not traveling them 2-3 hours away to do so, that we can immediately get them into an in-facility, you know, in-care facility, and try to get that resolved as quickly as possible. And I do believe that's something we're missing. And I completely understand that there's a staffing element there, but with as much money as we've filtered through on other projects and stuff, we've got to find a way, whether it's collaborating with local healthcare facilities that, you know, may have access to different monies. If we're going to improve this outside of housing, we have to do something different than what everybody else is doing.
Understood.
Any other comments from the board?
Still stand by the making the motion?
Okay. Do we have a second? I'll second. Okay.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
I'm going to vote yes on this, but I would like to continue in that direction. Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
I'm going to give you an aye on this, but I really am a little bit annoyed by the new phrasing, because this board is supporting when it talks about priority to veterans, and that's a new phrase for this that I kind of feel like we got caught in the crosshairs with that dialogue. So I think you've heard where we're after solutions. We're not after sustainability, because that keeps the bureaucracy in place. But if you understand what I'm saying, I'll give you an aye, but you know, you're going to have to start putting stuff on the table that provides grants to end this, not just sustain it. Thank you.
And Supervisor Okren?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, departmental requests. Item 6A, personnel. Say.
Thank you.
as part of the county's 20-year retiree recognition program, and in light of Kim Reitmeyer's retirement, the county wishes to extend its congratulations and gratitude for 26 years of dedicated service and many contributions to the community, and present to her this proclamation and gift of appreciation.
Throughout Cammie's career with the county, she has demonstrated versatility by working in various departments and developing expertise in each area. She actively engaged in grant-related activities, continually enhancing her knowledge and making fiscally wise decisions and recommendations. Cammie consistently prioritized the best interests of both the county and her department. One significant quality I have observed in Cammie is her commitment to delivering high quality, accurate work within deadlines, a standard that she consistently upheld. Furthermore, Cammie displayed genuine appreciation for her colleagues, not only through her words, but her actions. And she will be greatly missed. So thank you.
Ma'am.
Erin Welch, Chief Probation Officer.
Thank you.
Stacy Jackson, Assistant Chief Probation Officer. I've had the pleasure of working with Cammie in a couple of different capacities, most recently with the probation department, and somehow I've taken on the responsibility of her job. Please, Bob! Anyway, she's been very, like Erin just described, efficient and dedicated, and will show up early, will leave late, it's time for budgets, I've got to get this done, and, you know, put in 32 extra hours in a pay period in just this last spring to get the budgets done accurately and to the directives from the CAO's office, and it's just been amazing. The other capacity that I've worked with Cammie in is in the emergency services. And let me tell you, as the plans chief, she was a force to be reckoned with. Don't mess up her stuff, I'll tell you. I sat in the wrong place once, and she's like, that is not your chair, you have to move. But no, all joking aside, she really kept the EOC running smoothly, and the headquarters need dedicated people like this. She will be very, very hard for the EOC to replace. And we just wish her the best in her retirement. She will leave a void behind, and her shoes will be hard to fill, but I think she's an amazing person, and best wishes for you.
Okay. Good morning, Sheriff. Jeremiah LaRue. I just want to congratulate you. I Cammie obviously worked with the Sheriff's Office for many years. Did a great job. But you've been a good partner with the CCP and helping keeping that going. And so I'm excited for your future. I hope you'll still come by and visit us. But she's been a great partner and friend. So thank you for all that you've done.
Brian Shoney, Director of Emergency Services. So, by definition, a plans chief is someone who keeps the Emergency Operations Center basically organized, and then what they do is they kind of keep the incident commander, which would be, or the director, to keep them kind of in check. And then, so I've always had a pretty good plans chief where I went, and then I had the lava fire, and I met Cammie, and then I realized what a plans chief actually does, and even more so. So, one of the things that guys may not know this about me, but I tend to squirrel a little bit when it comes to when an incident is going, and I forget to sleep and eat. And my plan sheet makes sure that all those happen, and sometimes forcefully. So it's going to be a huge miss to have Candy move on, but I have her phone number, so I'm going to call her a lot. And one of the things that I will really miss is just sitting through the emergency operations center, like when it's just getting crushed, and she's like, hey, we got to do this, we got to do this, did you forget to do this? I'm like, we've done all that. Okay, just checking. And my favorite part will be the 214s. We will not let that go. I promise you, we will continue to push that forward.
My legacy.
I know. So the 214s will remain a constant. So you're going to be greatly missed. And even though we've had a lot of incidents together. So,
yeah.
But thank you. You're going to be definitely missed.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hello again, Sarah Collard, Health and Human Services. So I just wanted to say congratulations also. I had the pleasure of working with Cami as the NHSA coordinator at Behavioral Health for several years. And when Cami came, that program implemented in 2006, but the department never sort of really implemented it. So it wasn't until Cami came, and she just took that thing by the horns, and she laid the foundation for all the good things we still have in place today. And as we came in, Madeline said to Cami, oh, I still see things you've written, and I do too. I see things and I read them, and I'm like, wow, this is so good. And even today, Cami was emailing me and saying, oh, you know, I followed up on this, and just sending me, like, my to-do list for the next thing. So I'm really going to miss you, and this is so well-deserved, and I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Angela Davis, County Administrator. Cami. Remember the first time we met?
Yeah.
Stacy, I too had a situation. And I immediately fell deeply in love with Cami. I loved the pushback. And then I loved our conversation in the parking lot of the Forest Service. Remember we went over there? And just mad respect for you. And you are going to be greatly missed. And I appreciate your passion, your dedication, and I just know that this is so well-deserved, and I just want to wish you all the best, because you absolutely worked your tail off to deserve this. So congratulations, and I will never forget you.
We have someone online? Mm-hmm. Let's hear.
Karen Pulse, it's your turn to speak. Karen, you can unmute and it's your turn to speak.
Or not.
I see Karen's hand up.
Yeah. Is Karen going to come through?
She's still muted.
Her mic's disabled. She should be able to.
She called this morning and said she was going to try to speak. But
yeah, she can speak if she wants, but yeah,
okay.
It's just not.
Well, let's come back to her.
Okay.
There she is. She just.
Oh, there we go.
She goes. Karen, are you there?
Oh, here.
Karen Potts. Hello, Karen.
She looks like she's talking.
She's breaking. We can't hear you. Technical difficulties. Well, we keep trying with Karen. Can we?
I just want to say that it's been a good ride, but I'm looking forward to retirement and less stress and not having to worry about deadlines and grants and reports and none of that, and just being able to relax and travel and see my kids whenever I want and make dinner for my husband on time and do all the things a good wife's supposed to do. So I really appreciate the relationships that I have created from 1999 in the auditor's office all the way through my previous job and with the EOC and other agencies, CAL FIRE, everything. You know, my husband grew up here, lived at Iron Gate, grew up here. He works for Fish and Game. He knows a lot of people. But working with the county, it's like I feel that both of us know everybody. And it's just great to have those connections and have the history, and the respect means a lot. So I just want to say thank you to everybody that was here to support me. And I will miss you guys, but I will not miss the work. And thank you very much.
Congratulations.
You want to give Karen one more try? Karen, are you out there?
I'll give Karen some extra time. Madeline Bryan, Housing Coordinator, Health and Human Services. So I started at HHSA just a few months before Cammy went to a different department, and I inherited a few different projects from different people, and to be honest, there are times when you think, how can I clean up this person's mess that I was left with? That is not how it is with Cammy. It's just incredible. She is so fantastic that getting her, you know, getting some of her projects and work that she started, she left a great foundation, and you could find the documents, and they made sense, and they were in order. And it's not easy to do with really complex projects. Like, you know, there's so much complexity, it's easy to get things entangled, but Cammy just did such a fantastic job. And as a colleague at the county, she is incredibly inviting, welcoming, sweet. She sends messages to other county employees congratulating them on successes. Just her attention to that collegiality is wonderful and definitely does not go unnoticed. So thank you, Cammy. I am going to miss you, and hope I can still get some advice from you if I need it.
Did we find Karen?
Karen just texted me what she'd like me to share. That's okay with you?
Absolutely.
Okay. On behalf of the first five Siskiyou Commission, I want to express our heartfelt gratitude for the care, tenacity, honesty, goodwill, and unwavering dedication you brought to your work with First Five for 25 years. Some of you may remember that Cammy was First Five's first county auditor's team designee. She then worked with us through the Sheriff's Office, followed by MHSA, and through probation. Her direct communication and care to do better and be better has been much, much appreciated. Thank you, Cammy. You have made a difference in the work of First Five. We wish you the best of health, many blessings, and a new chapter full of travel. And when you're ready, come back and volunteer with First Five. Thank you for everything you've contributed to, Cammy. So, from Karen.
Thank you, Karen, if you can hear me. I appreciate that.
Oh, one more.
Oh, I've been waiting my turn. Yvette Romo, Supervising Probation Officer. Good morning, and thank you. Over the last few months, our department said goodbye to many of our pillars. The steady, dependable people who have kept things standing through thick and thin. Today, we get to celebrate another one of those pillars. Cammy reminds me of the mom on the sidelines during the marathon, cheering loudly, handing out snacks and water, just making sure we stay focused and on track. She's been one of our biggest supporters, the voice of reasons, and sometimes the one who tells us exactly what we don't want to hear, but what we always need to. We will miss her good heart, her fierce honesty, that smart mouth, and the way she always has our backs. While it's hard to see her go, I'm excited for her as she begins her well-deserved retirement and a new adventure in Wyoming.
Congratulations, Karen. Thank you for everything. You leave behind a legacy, obviously.
Okay, we have a little more to do. First, I'm going to read the proclamation, then we'll take some comments, and then we'll take a break and get a picture done. How's that? Okay. Proclamation of the Board of Supervisors of the County of Siskiyou recognizing Administrative Services Manager 3, Cameron Reitmeier. Whereas Cameron Reitmeier is retiring after 26 years of distinguished public service to Siskiyou County, bringing to a close a remarkable career marked by commitment, professionalism, and leadership across multiple departments. And whereas throughout her tenure, Cameron Reitmeier served with distinction in several key roles across the Auditor's Office, District Attorney's Office, Sheriff's Office, Behavioral Health Services, and most recently concluding an exceptional career within the Probation Department. And whereas since 2009, Cameron Reitmeier has held a vital role of planning section chief for the County Emergency Operations Center, where her calm, under pressure, strategic foresight, and unwavering dedication helped guide the county through numerous emergencies and challenges. And whereas Cameron Reitmeier also served as a respected member of the Area Agency on Aging PSA 2 Council from June 2015 to October 2018, further demonstrating a deep commitment to community well-being and advocacy. And whereas Cameron Reitmeier considers her most memorable moments to be those spent working at the EOC, where collaboration, coordination, and crisis response created lasting impacts and enduring professional relationships. And whereas, after more than two decades of service, Cameron Reitmeier now looks forward to a well-earned retirement with exciting plans to travel and explore, beginning with a long-awaited journey to Greece. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that we, on behalf of Siskiyou County, do hereby extend our deepest gratitude and appreciation to Cameron Reitmeier for 26 years of outstanding service and wish her health, happiness, and continued adventure in retirement. Passed and adopted unanimously by the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors at a regular meeting of said board held on the 12th day of August 2025.
Sure, I'll start it off. I think it's always bittersweet when we see someone move on. I think it's a testament when you see so many people from so many departments, how you've touched that. I know I've known you for quite a while now, since when I started my career. You were in the Sheriff's Department, if I recall. Mm-hmm. Didn't realize you had started previously in the Auditor's Office. And so something that I really appreciate is someone that has moved around and has touched so many different departments. Not to take away from someone that's been in one department their whole life, but I think that the experience that you've gathered, it really pays off when you move to different. So congratulations, and I'm sure you're looking forward to retiring.
Thank you.
How are you doing today? You were way too happy when I ran into you.
Hey, if I don't get arrested, it's good.
No, I really appreciate the work you've done. I mean, people like you set an example for everyone else in the county. And it's often, as you know, difficult to be a public employee because about the only feedback you ever hear is criticism about the job you're doing. And I admire you for being able to rise above that and do your very best every day for the people in this county. I really appreciate your service. And you know what? I'm really envious of Wyoming. Oh, anyway, I wish you the best, Cammie. I think that... even as happy as you are right now, give it about 6 months when all this minutia in your head about the county business that you've been doing falls away, it'll be even better. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Supervisor Harris?
So it was interesting to hear that idea of you standing on the sideline of a marathon, because realistically, you'd have to stand on the sideline of a football game. That's interesting. Supervisor Valenzuela said, bittersweet. My aunt's retired this year. You're retiring. A lot of people that are very close to me. And, I I see the holes that are being left, and there's a lot to fill. And, you know, I'm very curious to see what it looks like moving forward. But I'm super happy for you. I'm very excited to see what you and Jody do next, and I'm sure that'll entail a lot of hunting, but that's always a good thing. So very proud of you, and I'm honored to be up here and be a part of celebrating you and the work you've done for our community.
So there's not much left to fill in the gap here. So I've been here, almost the majority of your service to the county. You've been a remarkable employee in each department that you've served. You've always been dependable to be forthright and get her done. And, you know, I appreciate that. I can't say enough to you about how happy I am for your retirement. Congratulations, and again, well done for what you've done for the county. Thank you.
It's a real love-hate relationship, isn't it? Congratulations. Everybody's here for you, and you know that's a testament to your hard work and your dedication and your love for this county and for the work that you do throughout all the departments that you touch. You've done an outstanding job, and every day that you come to work, you have just shined, and everybody loves you for that and respects you for that and will miss you for that. And your legacy will live on for years. And I'm sure that people will touch papers for years to come that will have your name and your stamp on it. And that shows a lot. So congratulations again. Enjoy Greece. Enjoy your travels. Enjoy your family. And don't look back. Mm-hmm. So congratulations. So let's take a quick break.
We need a motion.
Oh, official motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay. There we go.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseth?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you much.
Let's do that. Take a quick break.